Oh, darling, I'm so happy you let me tie you up. I've wanted to do this with you for so long. You can trust me. But you do know I'm not going to play fair, right? Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to do anything really evil to you, but I am going to have lots of fun. Oh, you look a little worried. Don't be. You'll have fun too. Promise. I'm just gonna tease your body in all the ways I know you like, and you won't be able to stop me. You can't curl up into a ball when I tickle you or try to make you come. Oh, look at your eyes light up when I say that. There's both a little fear, since you know I'm gonna tickle you, and then there's that intense look of anticipation. You know I love seeing that eagerness. I'm just gonna tickle your belly and watch you spasm as you laugh. Oh, you can tell me to stop, but you know I'm not going to. You're just too much fun this way. Yeah, no, not unless I hear the magic word. Oh, and look at these little feet. Oh, they look like they could use a good tickle too. Oh, it's really sad I don't have a feather. Oh, I like it when you beg, especially when you're giggling. Oh, your squirming is so cute. I can't help myself. And you can't either, really, at this point, huh? You're my little toy, aren't you? You're so sensitive to my touch. It makes you so fun to play with. I wonder what would happen if I put a little vibrator next to your clit on low. If I could make you come from that and just some extreme tickling. Would be so much fun to find out, wouldn't it? No? Okay, well, maybe we'll find out a little later. I do have something special in mind tonight, though. Something I think you're gonna enjoy, eventually. Oh, it's nothing scary. Yeah, no, don't worry. I stopped at a place that sells art supplies, and I picked up a couple of things. But the most important items are in this little box. Yeah, they don't look like much, huh? But I think you'll be delighted by the idea I had when I saw these little paintbrushes. At first, I was just gonna tickle you with them because, well, I thought that would be fun, watching you squirm and giggle as I ran them over your feet and elbows every so often, just because I like watching you squirm. But it occurred to me that I could also use them on, say, one of your nipples. Like this. Oh, it starts off as such a subtle little sensation, doesn't it? Yeah, you could barely feel it when I first started. But as I keep going, yeah, you're starting to move a lot now, aren't you? It feels so good. And look at how hard that little nipple's getting. I mean, I'm barely moving the brush at this point. Imagine if I were to just let this little brush slowly circle around your areola. Oh, you're breathing hard from just the thought of it. Oh, okay. So if I start actually doing it. You start twitching. And to think you're having this reaction to this one little brush against just one of your nipples. Just imagine how else I can use these. What lovely, pleasurable tortures I can inflict on you with them. That gasp was priceless. Yes, you know exactly what other places I can use one of these brushes on. I could just jump right into it, but you are my little toy, and I definitely have to do some tickling with these too. I mean, look at these tiny little toes. They need to be teased too. And won't this soft little brush feel so good? Just one toe at a time. Each one needs attention. And now that you're tied up, you can't stop me. This is so much fun. Yeah, it is a sweet and dirty trick on my part, but I have to keep you occupied and I have to keep you on your toes. I know that was a really bad joke. But you get what I mean, right? And after that, well, me using a brush other places probably seems like a relief. So I'm just gonna slide this up your calf and slowly glide it over your knee. The anticipation is such a huge part of this, isn't it? Oh, and I'm gonna go up your thigh. Let's linger here for a few seconds. Just let it sweep over you and get so close to where you want it to be. I know. Oh, just a tease. Oh, you want me to use this on your pussy, don't you? Yeah, you want me to just let it work its magic on you. Well, all you have to do is ask. Or, I mean, I could go back to tickling your toes. You do have a whole other foot that I could use this paintbrush on. Oh, it does sound like a lot of fun, actually. Yeah, I thought you might prefer the brush up here instead. I do like the sound of your begging, though. That was a nice touch. I'm gonna be sweet with this and start by running it over your lips. It's so gentle, isn't it? Just a pleasurable sensation that keeps building the more I do it. Oh, that's right. Moan for me, darling. This isn't even the best part yet. I want to hear all your reactions. There's time for all the things I want to do, so we can both be a little patient. Just feel what that brush does. Each second of it stroking those nerves gently. It feels different than my tongue, but it still feels good, right? That was a convincing yes. I think you're starting to understand the appeal of this now. Oh, and look at your toes curling up. That's so sexy. I really like seeing that. So first one side, and then the other. Oh, there are so many ways I could do this. I'm just gonna paint your body with pleasure, layer upon layer of it. I'm gonna build you up so slowly, teasing you with these little brushes. You're gonna be hyper aroused by the end of it. Oh, I'm not worried if you get the brushes wet, darling. They'll still be effective, and I bought a bunch, so I can rotate them in and out, keep things interesting. I'm sure you're just aching with anticipation. Do you want me to use the brush on your clit? There were three answers there. I mean, I could go with that no in the middle, but it was sandwiched between those yeses, so I guess it got outvoted. Oh, you're gonna like this so much. Oh, I thought if you twitched before, but running that little brush around your clit is making you do some really sexy things. Yeah, you want to arch your back, but the ropes aren't letting you, are they? Mm-mm. You can't escape from the pleasure I'm giving you. No. Mm-mm. It's a sweet little torture. Yeah, I'll break it up with my tongue and fingers occasionally, but for the most part, it's going to be the brushes. Oh, I like how you respond to them. You shudder and shiver in the ways that I enjoy. Your body's my little toy to play with. And I'm gonna be so meticulous about it. You know how I am. I like to take my time and be thorough. You wouldn't want me to cut any corners now, would you? That wouldn't be satisfying. You'd be missing out. And I'm gonna keep changing what I'm doing too. I don't want you to go into sensory overload or go numb, and I certainly don't want you to get bored or used to any particular form of stimulation. That wouldn't be fun for either of us. No, you're already getting the sheets all wet, and we've just gotten started. I'm imagining how much you're gonna soak everything by the time we're done. I want you to have a taste. Just let me run a couple of fingers in between your thighs and. Oh, you're so slick. There's just so much here for you to lick off. Oh, I love when you're sucking my fingers. You're so enthusiastic and almost greedy, licking up every last drop of yourself from my hand. We're definitely going to be doing this a lot tonight. Yeah. I can't wait to bury my tongue down there a little later. I'm sure you'd enjoy that as well. Yeah. I've figured out another way to use these brushes. Yeah? You want to hear? Well, I mean, you do have that poor other nipple that I haven't done anything to. It must feel so left out. I feel a little bad about what I'm going to do to it. Well, these brushes have nice, long wooden handles, so I can always smack you hard with it too. Oh, look at how red that is. Maybe I did it a little too hard. Oh, let me just kiss it and make it all better. I'm gonna keep rubbing these brushes over your clit and your lips. They're already turning so pink and getting so engorged, and I've only gotten started. I am sorely tempted to lick around your clit a little bit, just because I know you'll cry out and it'll turn me on so much to hear it. Do you want me to do that? Or do you want me to keep using the brushes? I mean, I guess I could wrap my lips around it, give it a nice, tender kiss. I think I want it to be a little more eager for that kind of attention. So I'm gonna keep stroking with these brushes for now. Oh, don't cry, darling. You know I'm doing this for you, right? I want you to feel so good. It just takes a little time. I know it doesn't seem like it now, but ultimately you'll thank me for doing this. I'm not edging you, of course. If I see you getting close to coming, I'm gonna help you get there. But I don't think that's gonna be for a while. So when you're ready, I'm gonna start playing with you so much harder. And after that, I'm sure you're gonna have the best orgasm you've ever experienced. That slow build is gonna be worth both the time and, yes, the achingly torturous stimulation. If you aren't tied down at that point, I'm sure I'd have to peel you off the ceiling. But as it is, you're going to be so tired and maybe still so aroused that we can really have some fun. I have a feeling you'll be up for anything at that point. Oh, the way you laughed at that tells me you know it too.